Jeremiah 13:15. Hear and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. Hear and listen are used in the same sentence, meaning we can do a comparative analysis. One possible reason we are constrained in our ability to hear God is right there in verse 15, implying that pride restricts our hearing and impairs our ability to understand. Now, I don't know where you are, but in my life, I can certainly see where I've allowed pride to impair my ability to hear and understand. The Lord does and will speak to us. So let's give him some credit here that, one, he wants us to hear what he's saying, and two, can you imagine what he would speak to you? That's right, consider. If you don't believe God speaks to you, ask yourself the question, if God were to speak to me, what would he say? And you can't just spit out some glib answer, something like, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," in King James English. Give the Lord some credit that he might have something more personal to talk to you about. And if he did speak, what would he say? I fully believe God is speaking to us currently, as in every day. I'm fully convinced it's not that he isn't speaking. It's us who aren't listening. As a believer, and yes, hopefully that's you, hearing from the Lord is absolutely vital for our stepping into his providentially orchestrated destiny. Yes, he does speak, but listening and taking him at his word is our decision which we must exercise, and no one can do that for us. I seriously do not believe the Lord will force his words upon us unless absolutely necessary. Like in Philippians 2:10 to 11, where it says, "At the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." By the time we get to that place, bowing our knee and declaring Jesus Lord and God is not a choice. But until then, hearing and taking to heart the word of the Lord is a choice we must make, and he will do everything in his power to encourage us to say yes to his values. Adopting God's values over our own is a real turning point in our lives. It's a game changer for sure. When we consciously choose God's values over our own, his voice becomes clearer. It is a way of positioning ourselves to hear, which means God wants to be involved in even the tiniest detail of everything we do. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. In my early days as a believer, no one told me God would or would not speak to me. But in my mind, I saw no reason why he wouldn't. I held a very simple view of the whole thing. I figure he has a mouth. I have ears. It only makes sense he would speak and I would hear. I reckon what I'm getting at, though, is nobody told me God would speak to me. I went through all sorts of backflips to try and be right enough to make him speak to me. I went to church every Sunday morning and night. Was there on Wednesdays when the backbone of the church showed up. I observed all the right rules and was a diligent reader of my Bible. I've heard that expectation is a disappointment just waiting to happen. And I don't really know that to be the gospel truth. But at the time of my early life, I truly did begin to experience the disappointment of poor expectations. I think I was expecting some huge, earth-shaking, cataclysmic event to occur when God spoke to me. I often felt like I was standing on the high cliff of expectation, just waiting on the long fall of disappointment. One day, I think I woke up and realized the Lord had been speaking to me. It was just not how I thought it was going to happen. We all wonder at some point in the course of our lives, is God speaking to me? Consider that He probably is, and maybe our ears aren't discerning enough, or our eyes are just not seeing Him. Ask Him the question, where do I need to be, and what do I need to do in order to hear You better? Then, wait. He will answer. He is faithful and will answer.